Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. I too would like to warmly welcome the delegation of the State Party, as well as all civil society organizations present here from this morning. My questions are on item 8 of the list of issues submitted to the State Party. The subject is non-discrimination. The committee takes note of all the replies that the State Party submitted to the questions made on paragraph 8 of the list of issues. We are grateful for these replies. That said, some of the additional information needs to be provided by the delegation. The committee has received information that in fact contradict the figures given by the State Party in its replies to the list of issues, paragraph 59, according to which hate crime and hate speech have significantly increased during the pandemic, particularly against people of Asian origin. Still, according to our information, the police, the prosecutors, and the judiciary as a whole are not trained enough, and not enough awareness has been raised on hate crime or hate speech. Could the delegation provide more information on specific measures that have been taken in order to improve combating this type of crime? The committee welcomes the 2021 bill on hate crime, which was published in April 2021, which seeks, among others, to replace the 1989 law on the prohibition of incitement to hatred. That draft bill outlines the new aggravating circumstances that would apply to cases in which certain criminal offenses are motivated by prejudice. When the victim meets some of the characteristics protected by law. The characteristics have been updated so as to include gender, including gender expression or identity, as well as disability, and to ensure that becoming to the Travelers Committee would be recognized as belonging to ethnic groups. From the statement of the head of the delegation, we understand that draft bill is not yet adopted. So could you give us additional information on the adoption and publication process of that bill? Could you inform us on measures that are going to be adopted so as to guarantee the proper implementation of the draft bill, namely, the necessary financial and human resources required for its implementation? Additionally, could you explain which mechanisms are going to be implemented to allow for the effective presentation of allegations of hate crimes? And if I may, I have a few concluding remarks. There are some concerns over terminology, given that it would not be in keeping with international standard, and that the term of prejudice and illegal discrimination, hostility, and incitement are not clearly defined. How will this State Party address hate crime online, on the internet, and in social media? I would like to thank you ahead of time for any and all answers that you will provide to our questions. Thank you very much, Chair.